Welcome to IPEX Switching Hour, another special show with special guest, Johnny Plagg from Winslow Plagg. I met up with him at Warped Tour a couple of weeks ago, and we stood up in the fucking sun and heat and chat for a while. You will be hearing that throughout the show. And you'll be also hearing their past, present music and the bands. They share the tour and stage. A lot of fucking heavy shit that I'm going to be putting up tonight. Black Death, Metalcore, Hardcore, Fuckcore. Hola.
Hello, it's wicked. I love it. I came because I heard you play a Christian band. And you know I love the Christian.
Yes, you are Jesus lover.
I love it, Jesus Cristo, numero uno in mi corazón. Now, I love you playing at Winslow Plagg. So, guys, you know, like a Winslow Plagg, like, you know, they say they're like a metal band, but it's like, you know, I saw it in a video, you know, I thought they were hardcore, but then I heard a keyboard sound like a DMU Burgers. So these guys is like somebody have a baby, like, with a Madball hit breed, and they put their penis in a DMU Burger Cradle of Filth's ass, and they have a baby, and it's like they mix a hardcore metal and a black metal. It's a very interesting concept, if I say so, guys.
Right.
How would you think about this, Miss Wiki? Some people
it's very symphonic hardcore.
People might get upset because they're like a symphonic. Because last week we had Aesthetic Flesh, they were symphonic death metal.
Right.
But, you know, this guy's doing a good job. You know, Johnny Plagg, he come out like a jungle Philo Samo on a stage with a tattoo.
Yeah, he looks like Philo Samo.
He shaves his head. He says, come on, guys, why don't you do a mosh pit? I say, you know, I can't do a mosh pit because, you know, I might get a hurt. You know, I sell a churros and mow lawns, so I can't get hurt, guys. But
yeah,
just to let everybody know, Miss Wiki, you let me finish my sentence.
Okay.
I got a karaoke machine today. No one approved. I took it to get a tune-up. And I'm going to be doing three songs for you guys today, the Musica de Pedro. And we're going to do some rocking and rolling tonight because I'm going to metalize some pop song that you love in the chat room. So push your hands together.
Oh, what is that spot on your machine?
I like
did
it.
Did you throw up on it?
No,
or did
that's
you
a little
on
like
it?
A poop. I wipe my ass with my hand and then
stinks.
I touch the karaoke. So let me wipe it off. You press the button and let's play that interview, bitch.
All right, guys. Interview is coming up. When I met up with Johnny Plagg, he was really intimidating looking guy, tattooed, covered all over his body, on stage with the big commanding stage presence like young Phil Anselmo. So it's coming up. Here is Johnny. All right.
Motherfuckers!
Yeah.
You are on Metal Messiah Radio and listening motherfucking IPEX Switching Hour. I have a very fucking special guest, John from Wings of Plague.
Fuck and yeah!
Fuck you too!
I just want to say fuck a lot on this interview.
Me
I
too!
Right,
I love it.
Good.
I can't speak without fuck. And
neither.
I just came out to a Warped Tour show at the West Palm Beach location. And they fucking kicked ass.
Thank you.
So if they're coming to your town, don't fucking miss their show. They're one of the best, heaviest band in this fucking tour. So, John, how's it going, man?
It's going awesome. It is hot as balls out here.
Oh, I know.
But it's a good time.
Well, you're from California, right?
Yeah, but it's
not humid.
Yeah, it's not humid.
Right. So, but still, you know, the same kind of fucking atmosphere, right?
Yeah, but
lifestyle.
When I'm at home, I sit inside the whole time.
Okay. So you're an AC kind of guy.
I'm an AC kind of guy. Definitely.
Okay. So in this tour, again, like very few bands that I can pick out. I don't even want to name them because it's obvious. You know, you're one of them,
Oh, thanks.
And then there's a couple, three more. But the rest of them is, I considering La La La, you know, it's not my cup of tea. So
yeah, I feel you.
Do you get a lot, you know, what the fuck you guys doing in this store?
Us? Yeah, we do get that a lot. We get a lot of it online too, but I mean, when you're in a band, I mean, the point is to keep building, keep growing, and you can't do that unless you kind of do tours outside the box like this. And you know, we did Mayhem last year, so between those two massive tours, like, it's a good place to be.
And plus, you may be opening up for a new fan base, even though they may not be fan Wings of Plague. But
yeah,
after hearing
you,
they may be what the fuck, man? Maybe I like their some of shit.
It's a lot. It's a lot of young kids, and
exactly,
they probably don't know who we are.
They don't.
But, you know,
they don't know a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know, and what I observe on stage that you correct me if I'm wrong. You came across a very much of a young Phil Anselmo. I don't know if you are a fan of Phil.
I've gotten that a few times, and Phil is a huge inspiration to me. I've yet to meet him.
Thank you.
So maybe one day, you know, hopefully I get to.
Yeah, I just interviewed like a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, we talked like nonstop. He's so down to earth.
Yeah.
And he's doing like a signing on ground bands. And it's just unbelievable. Like a really, really humble. You know, it's not like that poser rock star.
And that's awesome, because the guy's done so much
for music
metal
industry,
and music
for
and everything. And,
absolutely. He definitely deserves a lot of, you know,
recognition
respect, and horn. What album are you? I know it's All Against the World or something?
Against the World.
Okay, Against the World. And what is the reaction so far for this album different than your previous albums?
Decimate the Week is the CD that brought our band to life, you know, and I think that has still a lot of the favorites on it. And then we put out The Great Stone War, and that one, I think people can appreciate it, but as far as playing the songs live, they don't go over too well. So then we kind of took a step back and reevaluated everything, and we put out Against the World, and those songs have more energy and can come across
more
better live.
More banging and jumping,
yes,
and, you know,
exactly.
More energy.
So, We're playing two songs, and both of them are seeming to do pretty well for us so far.
Okay. And did you cover anything for this album?
Let's see. We did it. We covered Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh, no way!
But it didn't really fully get released, and I think we're actually going to redo it and then release it again.
And release it as a single on iTunes or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait to hear that shit.
Thank you, thanks.
You know, because I like some of your covers.
Thanks.
Awesome. I know you... You recorded your previous albums at different studios,
yep.
Including the one Tim Lambesis,
yep.
You know, which my band recorded as well. And this new album, where'd you go and who produced it?
We went to Matt Hyde.
Okay.
And we recorded at his studio, The Hideaway, which is in Van Nuys, right outside of L.A. And he did Slayer, God Hates Us All, and he did Hatebreed Perseverance, which
are two
huge records for me.
Okay.
So I really wanted to go to him to capture that raw, powerful sound that he's
notorious
for.
Or?
And he produced the album, yes.
Okay. And how is the label's reaction to the new album? Are they happy?
They really got behind it, and they really came to the table. I can't say enough good things about Century Media, and they've always been so good to us. So
yeah, I've seen them in like a Revolver or other magazines.
Yeah.
So it is good to that they're, you know, supporting you, behind you.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm afraid to ask, just like everybody else. How's the sales going?
As far as I go, I know they're good. I don't know. I don't really.
You don't care.
I mean, I care, but I don't really make it a point to.
You don't get a report. Like
I know,
a
like the first week was good.
Yeah.
And then, as far as I know, that it's cruising, still doing good. All I care about is the shows.
Playing shows.
Playing the shows.
Exactly.
And having fun.
And then making fans happy.
I figure if that's all going well, everything else will follow.
Absolutely. After probably this tour, you'll probably sell more, and they'll go back. You know, I know young kids don't go buy CDs like the older generation.
Yeah.
And they'll go on, and then maybe a few tracks. They'll download on their iPod, which is cool. Is it affecting your sales, even though you're not interested in knowing the free downloading? Is it helping you, or
is it against you? It has completely killed record
sales.
Killing
the record industry, right?
It has. That just means we just got to find other ways to generate money and
generate
stuff.
Generate money.
And it's not. And it's, at the end of the day, it's not all about money, but.
Yeah, but you
want to
be able to.
And I want to be able to keep doing this.
Right.
And that's what I don't think people understand.
I know. The fans don't understand.
Yeah, people say, oh, you're a sellout. It's like, no, man, I just don't want to live with my mom.
I know. Exactly. They think that you're a very glamorous life. When they see your luxury tour bus, they don't understand that somebody has to pay for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you go home, you have a bunch of bills. And end of the day, if they didn't buy your merchandise, now you're really fucked, screwed up. And it's very hard for musicians to, keep doing the music if they don't support the bands.
Right, yeah.
How do you describe your music? I know each album represents different type of, mix of black metal, death metal, little bit metalcore. You got hardcore style. Mm-hmm. Do you have to defend your music all the time like I do sometimes? What the fuck? I can't call your music. What is it? You know?
That's something we strive for. We really don't want to be pigeonholed, and that's like. People, like on our new record, we have a song called California, which is completely different from anything we've ever done. It's a, and that was pretty much just like, okay, you can't call us a deathcore band anymore because it's not, it's as far away from like deathcore
right.
as you can possibly get.
But it has the metal elements.
But it still has the metal elements. And then you go later in the CD and
right.
it's completely crazy symphonic, blast beats, like all kinds of shit. So
that's what I'm talking about.
You mix it up.
That go against you as a negative because. Do you think the fans may get confused? What are they fucking,
I think people that are fans of our band understand the uh-huh. kind of band we are. I think there's elitist metal people, there's elitist hardcore people,
right.
and they're not going to jump, get on board with it just because it's not super metal. And
but you do
it's
understand
super hardcore.
My point is there are like a completely pure death metal fanatics.
There are.
And they reject anything has to do with hardcore metal, core melodies.
Which is fine. I mean, teach
you
their
know?
Own. Whatever.
They may label you, something else.
Yeah.
And that doesn't bother you, right?
No, I don't fucking care.
What would you like to be titled as far as just metal band? Extreme?
Yeah, sure.
That's what I like to call,
yeah.
right?
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal, right? So, with that said, I just want to open up another can of worms.
Sure.
You added some like a hardcore metalcore, jumping up and down kind of a couple songs, and same thing with the Morbid Angel's new album, some industrial, couple songs they put out, and all the fans rejected them, and they're so upset they made like hundreds of YouTube about how much now they despise Morbid Angel because of that. Did that have any effect on you guys as far as any of your fans previously loved your epic sound?
We're just one of those bands. Like, when it comes to the internet, we just get shit on. But it's not, like I said, it's all about the shows. And the internet has never been and still isn't
right.
a reflection of what really goes on with us,
right,
with
right.
this band. So, like I said, as long as the shows are good, kids are coming out and having fun. I don't give a fuck what
so
people
you don't
say on the internet.
Pay attention to critics.
No, I don't.
The reviewers.
I've not read a single review on the record at all.
Good for you, because it's really a poison, a cancer. It poisoned the mind of, the new generation don't know
no.
the bands coming out, and preventing them getting into your music band when they put out some kind of negative, slanderous, derogatory interviews.
Yeah.
Which I'm all against.
It's silly.
It's
a waste of time. Like, there's so much awesome things to do in this world, and you're sitting around bitching on the internet.
Absolutely.
It's like, what's wrong with you?
Absolutely.
But as far as Morbid Angel goes, I think it's awesome. I think it's cool.
I love it. They
did something a little different, creative, and outside the box. And
Would you agree the band should evolve?
I mean,
not keep putting the same.
I think
walls, same
I think yeah, exactly.
You
who wants to
mean?
Hear the same fucking record
it's
five
like
times?
AC/DC. Okay, that's an exception. They keep putting the same kind of genre music out every year after year.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't make a difference.
No, it doesn't.
But it gets tired, right? Writing the same riff,
yeah,
same.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends, because there's bands like Dimmu Borgir, bands like Hatebreed. That,
but even there.
But they all they, it all changing. Keeps changing.
Cradle of Filth.
Yeah, Cradle of Filth.
And they're getting blamed for watered down, more gothic, Hot Topic shit. The bands don't care about that shit. At the time when you're in a writing mood, right?
Yeah.
Mood. whatever comes to your mind, if you like it, right?
Yeah.
And if you dig it, and if you don't question yourself, you don't think, that's, who cares?
It's
end of the day.
Music,
you know?
Especially being a musician, it's an art. It's a creation.
It is, and, of course.
And I really think, you know, it's up to the artist to what they're going to create. And, like, I mean, for me, like, there's been bands there. They went from one extreme to another, and that, I mean, that's a little disappointing. I can understand.
Or
that,
like Metallica, for instance.
I'm not
from
say,
a real extreme.
I'm not gonna say any names.
No,
but,
I have to because. Okay. But then again, it worked for them. Not it does not work for every band.
Right.
You know, and there are some bands it backfires, and they have to go back to their old roots.
Right.
For Metallica, it worked. They have gained the popularity. I mean, we're talking about the lawyers and doctors and shit getting to the Metallica. Which they would have never got into in their first albums.
Metallica is by far the biggest metal band in the world.
Influential
for that. I mean, my first metal cassette was Master of Puppets.
Right.
You know, that's
Ride the Lightning. Right.
Ride the Lightning. Yeah, all that. It just you can't question Metallica.
You cannot. You cannot. Obviously.
Yeah.
And if they fucking fart and put it on the album, people are gonna buy it.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
That's why, you know.
Okay, guys, tonight I'm going to do a GNR, a Guns N' Roses, your favorite, a Mr. Brownstone. Remember, we danced with Mr. Brownstone. I don't know who the fuck he is, but he's called Mr. Brownstone. Come on, I feel like I slapped. I get up around 7s. I get out of bed around 9s. I don't worry about nothing, no, because I worry, waste of my time. I wake up anytime I fucking want, bitch. You don't tell me what time to wake up. I'm tired. The show start around 7. We gonna stage around 9. Get on the bus about 11, sipping and drinking, feeling fine. We've been dancing with the Mr. Brownstones. He's been knocking, he won't leave me alone. No, no, ho, 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 he won't leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I used to do a little, but a little when I do it, it's a little got more and more. I just keep trying to get a little better, say a little better than before. I used to do a little, but a little wouldn't go, so a little got more and more. I just keep trying to get a little better, say a little better before. We've been dancing with a Mr. Brownstones. He been knocking, guys. He won't leave me a fucking alone. Oh, ho, ho, ho. No, ho, ho. He won't leave me alone. Bang. Okay, guys. Now, this guy said he get on stage about 7. Axl Rose never get on 7. He got on about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Axl wrote this fucking song and he lied to the people. He's sipping a drink about 7. He fucked this up. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. A little bit and knocking on the door. And then he wrote a song. He did a knocking on heaven door. What is this thing about a fucking knocking? Bang, dang, dang, bang, dang, dang, bang. And I lost Slash because remember, guys, I told you he's half a black and half a white. He have a big penis. Now I get up or whenever. I used to get up on time. But that old man, he's a real motherfucker gonna kick him down the line. I used to do a little, but a little wouldn't go, so a little got worse and worse. I just keep trying to get a little better. What are he talking about? You know, Mr. Brownstone's a heroin of cocaine. You do a little bit, and you want it more and more. I keep trying to get a little better, say a little better than before. We've been dancing with the Mr. Brownstone. You know, when you're doing drugs, you don't dance with anybody else except for yourself. No, ho, ho. You won't leave me alone. Woo. Guys, take that fucking drugs and flush it down the toilet. You won't leave me alone. Thank you. Stuck it in the needle, I started in the middle and it threw me out of my mind. I should have known better, said I wish I never met her, said I'd leave it be the bang behind. Yowza! What the fuck is a yowza? What kind of fucking shitty lyric is yowza? Now, guys, in the chat room, I don't want anybody doing Mr. Brownstone. Not Mr. Brownstone. Be like Robin and post a picture of yourself in front of a Taco Bell or a Jack in a Box. Hey, Robin, if you're in the chat room and you're listening, please post a picture of you in front of a Wendy's or a Taco Bell. I love when you put the pictures in front of the Jack in a Box. It makes me feel so young because I know you love going to eat at tacos and you like Del Taco and In-N-Out Burgers. You love all that shit. I love you guys. Davey, Jet, everybody, LC, Elf. I love everybody in the chat room. Make Pedro Número Uno en el corazón. I love you so much. Guys, I love it. Please take a collection. Take a collection for Pedro.
Hint, hint. Please call INS. Have him picked up. Oh, my God. All right. You guys just heard the interview with Johnny Plagg. The first part one. And finally, Mr. Brownstone. By Pedro Shitty Karaoke. Guys, I hope some of you going to be attending Mayhem. And this is their last show in my town, West Palm Beach. And guess what? Since we can't have a fucking whacking, we better settle with the Mayhem. You know, that's the best you're going to get. Megadeth, Godsmack, Jesus Cult. Oh, no. Jesus Cunt. What else is Disturbed? I'm really disturbed. I can't wait to see them. Machine Head and Suicide Silence on Earth and 10 more garbage bands that I am looking forward to see. Okay, guys. Again, don't fucking move. I can see your motherfucking legs moving, getting up, and you want to take a piss and shit? It's time now! Hold that shit in there, or I'll pull it out!
You're on Metal Messiah Radio listening to IPEX Witching Hour. Say something.
No! Why the fuck would you do that?
Perfect!
Whoa, my tooth. I'm Elena from Winds of Plague, and John just chipped my tooth.
Okay, guys, tonight I'm going to do a song called Zombies, and it's by a Cranberries. I don't know why I like a name called Zombie. Bang, ding, 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 bang, ding. And they're from an Irelandese, and they have an intro that's going to be a 48 seconds, a karaoke machine set. And you know, this lady from Ireland, she's a, like a nice lady, and she sing like, in their bones, in their guns, in their bones, there's a hugging. Hey, guys. All right. If you're in the chat room, hit me up. You know, I like doing the singing. Bang, ding, bang. And Missy Wiki gonna do a backup vocals because she's not good enough to do a main vocal like Pedro, okay? Uno, dos, y tres. Another head hangs slowly, tired and slowly to die. And the violence cast our silence. Who are we? Mistaken. But you see, it's not me, it is not my family, guys. In your head, they are fighting. It's like in Cuba, baby, with their tanks and their bones, in their bones. In your head, they are crying, guys, they're crying. In your head. Your head, zombie, 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 ho, in your head, in your head, zombie, zombie. Guys, I feel like a James Hetfield. It's not do, it's do. It's a Cranberry, you fucking bitch, wicked. You don't know this fucking song by Cranberry.
They're
good, bad, fucking bad. and they're dying.
Shittiest
their
songwriter.
Thanks. Okay, quiet. Another mother's breaking, your heart that's taking over. When the violence, it causes a fucking silence, guys. We must be a mistaken. It's the same old thing, seeing 1960 in your head, in your head. They're still fighting. Why are they fighting so fucking long? With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns
in your head. In your head.
They are dying. Why the fuck are they dying?
In your head.
In your head. So hungry. So hungry. So hungry. Now, guys, what's in your head? What's in your head is a fucking brain, you fucking bitch. If you know how to write a good fucking lyrics, so humble, you would know in your head a brain. Now, guys, why they been fighting since 1960? In Cuba, nobody's been fighting. Ho, ho, ho. Shut the fuck up. In Cuba, they haven't been fighting. And Batista was in there. And then I think Fidel Castro came in there with Che Guevara. And they fucking, they started a revolution. And then John Kennedy came in there. They tried to do a Bay of Pig invasion. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. I'm going to give you a history lesson. If you've been fighting since 1916 and you haven't won the war, you better fucking give up because you're never going to win. That's like a fucking 100 years. In a couple of years, we're going to have a 100-year war with these fucking Irish. What the fuck they fighting about? A Christian and this? Fuck the fucking Christian in your head. Pandende. Oh, I love this instrumental outro. But guys, how come they fighting so much, guys? If you're in the shower with Metal Messiah Radio, you're always fighting about the metal. Oh, the new Morbid Angel song. The new Queensryche. Now, guys, if you gotta fight so much, you gotta fight something that's worth it, that you're gonna win. You ain't gonna win the battle against Morbid Angel. If they put a shitty hour on, you gotta buy it or don't buy it. What is a fucking war? Now, guys, stop fighting. It's just metal. It's supposed to be fun. You love a metal. Oh, guys. I love the zombie. Now, guys, this was a very good song called Go Zombie by the Cranberry. And sometimes, you know, in your Thanksgiving, you get a cranberry sauce. You pass it around the table. You're like, guys, can you put some cranberry on that? I say, hey, bitch, you want to come over to the girlfriend? They say, put some cranberry on my penis. You can lick it off, and it's like a snack. Thank you for this. I want to tell you guys a secret. You know, they got this movie, a cowboy called Cowboy and Alien.
And I was thinking,
why, if they were smart, they would have had a cowboy versus a Mexicanos, because they're the true alien, not from these people that come from the sky. Right, guys? I don't know. I'm just thinking about this myself. So, Miss Wiki, you do the show. I'm going to go take a nap and siesta.
All right. Oh, my God. My throat is hurting. Fucking zombie. Oh, my God. This bitch must be fucked up. All right, guys. We just butchered the fucking... Maybe we made it better. I don't like that fucking cranberry, strawberry band, whatever the fuck, zombie. I became one while I was listening. I was so... excited about my new album. We're working on it. I went ahead and tattooed my fucking sleeve Saturday with the new artwork. And some of you, if you haven't seen it, go on my fucking fuck face, and you will see the little video, little clip of me getting fucking inked. And I'm very excited. It was painful. It was hurting. Fucking 5-6 hours sitting on the chair, but it's worth it. At the end of the day, you look at your fucking creation, and it's worth it. Okay, guys, don't go anywhere, and we're coming back with the final part of the interview with Johnny Plague. Now, when you have spare time, what kind of music turns you on, inspires you to listen other than metal?
I listen to everything. Seriously, okay. I do. Anything from rap, country, metal, hardcore.
Cool.
Fucking everything in between, you know.
So you're not a narrow-minded, close-minded person?
No.
You know, how do you feel about Amy Winehouse passing? A lot of people are, you know, dissing her talent, especially in metal community. People are afraid to acknowledge that they liked her music because they think they're going to isolate, you know, the fans.
I mean, in as an individual artist, I was never a huge
Amy Winehouse. You don't have to be a fan
but
of their music.
I think, I mean, she passed away.
To recognize the talent.
Yeah.
And a human being.
She's a human being.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, that's all it comes down to. And I think slandering somebody that, I mean,
calling
no matter
names.
What she's done in life, it's paid for. Her debt is paid. She's passed away.
I know.
And to trash her beyond, you know, past that.
Just because she was weak, she couldn't beat the, you know, the demons.
It just shows how fucked society
ignorance.
Is.
Ignorance.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And the internet, it gives cowards a voice, pretty much, to me.
Yeah, cowardness, right? Is it a overhype or is it a genius Lady Gaga?
I mean, she's a fucking multi-millionaire genius.
Okay, we're not going to talk about money. Money doesn't make you a talented or genius.
Right.
Money, that means somebody pushed you and a lot of...
I think that's what happened.
You know, and
that's my opinion.
Remember, American society also is a bubble gum. Or,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, whatever it's on the internet, they see it. It fits to their face.
I think,
you know?
here's something. I think when pop music... has a lot to do with who's pushing you. That I was flipping through fucking TV the other day, and I came across the show America's Got Talent, and they had some guy who was homeless for a period of time.
Right.
He works at a car wash.
Right.
Gets on that stage and kills it.
Kills it.
So I'm just saying, like, why not that guy?
Why
couldn't a label get behind him and make him the biggest thing in the world?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I think there's definitely. Can't deny she has talent. She does.
Right,
but,
right.
But then it comes down to who writes her songs.
Right,
who,
right.
You know, who's producing it. So, who knows?
A lot of people
it's
behind
pop, it's pop music. You know, the real last musician is the guy singing in his shower by himself.
So we just... it's a lounge music. I'm not really a fan of those that kind of music. I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
But, no. End of the day, I really have to listen something heavier. And more modern.
Right.
When I said that, same time, if you were offered big bucks by Warner Brothers, okay, Wings of Plague, you guys are a very talented band. I want you guys put out an album like Beatles, Led Zeppelin, or something like rock, not a metal. And they offered you a lot of money. Would you do it? Of course. What kind of question
Here's
is
the
that?
Deal. Here's the deal. Would we do it under Winds of Plague or not? Because Winds of Plague is what it is. That ain't gonna change no matter what.
No, you can't change the name. They want you to. They want you to move on to the next genre like Metallica did. You're gonna change your vocal. You're gonna sing like a cowboy.
Well, here's the problem. I can't sing for shit, so that would never happen.
You can't sing clean?
Fuck no.
Really?
I have no talent whatsoever. No, I could jump around like an asshole and yell into a microphone.
You got a fucking ballsy voice. You got big lungs. And now, look at the Lamb of God.
Yeah, no.
You know, Randy doesn't sing clean.
Randy's a badass.
And I growl and I'm, you know, classically trained, but most of the time I enjoy, you know, I like growling, you know, who cares? Yeah. But, so, you wouldn't sell out, you're saying. And
no,
that
I mean,
aspect.
I love what we're doing now. I'm completely happy where we are. Like, I love the fans we're playing to. I love meeting all these people. Like, I'm content, you know, and
okay.
I'm fine with that.
So what's next after the tour? What is it, a couple more weeks? You go
couple
home?
More weeks on this shit, and then we go to Japan for a couple days.
Are you headlining?
Headlining three shows in Japan.
Okay.
And then we come back, we're taking a break.
And then write another album, or? Well, you wait like 2 years, right?
We were going to hold off. We try to release an album every year and a half.
Every year and a half, yeah.
And we were going to hold off on writing, but we have ideas just flowing, so we might mess around with that a little bit.
Now, how much are you involved in writing process, you and your guitar player?
Everybody's heavily involved. Everyone comes up with the ideas, and then...
Now, you come up with any melodies?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I have, I'm really bad at it, so I hum something
hums
stupid
right?
to it, and then
okay.
they try to figure it out. But Nick Ash, guitar player's a genius. Phenomenal. With everything
genius.
At.
I
so
love
he,
it. I fucking love it.
We just throw our ideas at him, and he somehow puts it together into a
he
song.
He goes, awesome. I mean, some of the stuff, I don't know how the fuck you guys came up. The intros are very epic.
Thank you.
What do you think of all that lineup changes, the bands? I know it's kind of sounds like an epidemic. Is it like because the cash issue shortage, the bands are not making money, and the members are moving on to the next shit?
I don't know. I mean, we've had our own member issues.
Right.
Definitely, it didn't have anything to do with a shortage of money. It was that our, you know, the one guy was stealing money. I guess that has something
no
to do.
Way.
So, I mean, obviously, you got to see you later.
Or the different personalities.
Yeah, and then personalities clash, and some people aren't really cut out for touring.
Right. Not on the same page.
Yeah, it happens.
Do their music direction changes each album? Because I noticed that each album I lost one member and I had to replace or a session player.
Yeah, I guess we're kind of on that road too.
You know what I mean?
So far.
And you had what, a few keyboards?
Yeah.
So you still have that girl?
We have Elena right now.
Oh, okay.
And she's here to stay. So.
Awesome. Very good. And does she like metal?
She loves metal.
She
yeah.
loves metal.
Yeah, she brought this, like, the new record, she brought this dark element that's awesome. I really like it.
How'd you find her?
We stayed at her house when we were touring a long time ago. So we just kept in touch with her.
So everybody makes a move on her on the bus?
Not in our band, hell no.
Why not?
Because just don't roll that way.
You don't shit where you eat, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
speaking of her, Elena.
Come here. Let me.
Come on, you look great.
Come here, baby.
She's upset because she just worked out. Just come say hello real quick. I was just saying how nice you are. Don't make me fucking say what a bitch you are, too.
I'll make you famous. Come on.
Don't be mad. Say hi.
Hi.
Elena, don't be shy. I am a musician myself.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Ipek from Wicked Witch. I'm a female singer, and I'm also doing a radio show, and I'm a big fan of Wings of Plague. And I just noticed a fresh face and a new sound, and it's telling me you are very metal. Although you don't look metal, you look more like a movie star. You know, you're beautiful, and so I asked him. I said, "Who's banging you on the tour?"
Oh,
you're not gonna answer?
There's nobody.
No banging going on.
And so you don't see them like with pants down doing something. Because I tour with all the guys all the time.
Yeah.
And I will be like, put that shit in there, you know, and seeing them jerking off in front of me, farting, all kind of shit. You know, so, oh, she's so shy. Are you virgin?
She's really not shy.
Are you virgin?
No.
Yeah, she's virgin.
Yeah.
She's virgin?
Yeah.
Good, stay that way. It's better that way. All right, Elena.
Liar.
Is she a liar?
Yeah.
Does she have a boyfriend or girlfriend? Both.
A little bit of both.
She's shy. Okay, so nobody asked you these disgusting questions before?
No, not entirely like that, but I mean.
How do they ask you?
Well, I guess they're not really exactly.
They don't ask
disgusting.
You any if you like girls better than guys.
No. Get this. I mean, not really in interviews. I've had people ask me that.
Okay, do you like it in anal or?
Oh my gosh.
Which one you prefer?
Okay.
All right, this interview is over.
This is a great interview.
Which one would you do it?
What?
Anally?
Or
what? You like it in the anal or the vagina?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not you taking it in. I'm talking about the doing the girl. Come on, John. You're a metal.
You're making me shy, too, now.
How could you be shy? You're a metal.
Oh, get out of here.
You like the holes?
All right, here. You guys have fun.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you, baby. Stay metal, okay?
All right.
Okay, I sent them a song today called We Are the World. It is dedicated to Miguel Jackson, who wrote this song for USA for Africa. But he was killed by Dr. Conrad Murray's for doing it too much probables. And I hope he go to hell and die in the electric chair. He's a trial coming up. But this song, you know, Winds of Plague, new album called Against the World. But I don't have a song called Against the World because Winds of Plague don't care if the children in Africa die. They really don't care. They hate the children of Africa. Bang, ding, ding, ding. And I'm going to do all their parts. Lionel Richie's Bob Dylan. There comes a time when we hear a certain cause, when the world más canto there has won. Uno. There are people dying. Oh, it's time to lay their hand to life. The greatest hit of us. We can go on playing
by
day by day. That someone somewhere was gonna make a change. We are all a part of God's big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need. Bang, bang. We are the world. Bang, bang, bang. We are the children. We are the ones that make a brighter day. So they start giving. Come on, you don't fuck the lyrics. They thought we make it. We're saving our whole life. It's true. We'll make a better day. Just you and me. Come on, I'm doing this wrong. Whoa, ho. Okay. Whoa, send them your heart. So they know that someone cares. And their lives will be stronger and free. Come on, Miss Wicked, do Kenny Rogers' part. As God has shown us, by turning stone to bread. And so we all men are helping it. That means, Wicked, you go with the world. We are the world. Bang, dang, dang, dang. We are the children. Bang, bang, dang, dang. We are the ones that make a brighter day. This week you do a gorilla noise, it's Africa. Well, that was making. We're saving our whole lives.
It's true.
We'll take a better day.
Just you and me.
Well, you started up the scene, the whole battle. This is the Michael Jackson part. But you just believe. That's all what we can fall. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Well, let us realize that change can only come when we stand together as the world. We are the world. One dang, dang, dang. We are the children. We are the one that makes it brighter day. So let's start here. There's a choice we make, guys. And we make a choice. Listen, every day I make a choice. And, you know, it's like I want to do drugs. I want to have a sex with a woman without a condom. I do everything I want to do. Now listen, I was thinking that maybe a metal band can do what we are in the world. Because a lot of Christian metal bands now, they say they care a lot. But are they really? Were they really sending money to Africa? These African babies. I love an African baby. And it's like we're so plagues against the world. Right? We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones that make it better. It's all about the living. There's a choice we're making. Now, guys, I really want to do this song and have like a Kenny Rogers do a background vocal. But I don't know fucking Kenny Rogers. I don't know if Cindy Lauper. I don't know if Bruce Lee. I don't know about this. So you got me and Miss Wicked, Pedro Morales, Jesus Gonzalez, Grace. I want to tell you guys something. When Michael Jackson recorded his song, we would have thought that he would have never died. He lived forever. He fly like the angel into the stars. We thought that Michael Jackson would live forever in the 80s. We loved him because like he was a black man, but then he turned white. And we embraced that. We said, we don't care, Miguel Jackson. We don't care, you want to be white? Oh, I'm glad that Miss Wicked is doing the gorilla voice. I love it. Can you do a lion or maybe an elephant? Now, she loves singing this song. The next album, Wicked Wish, she's going to do a cover. We are the world. We're going to get some death metal people. Maybe we get David Vincent. Because he's been a radical pretty good. I'm sure he would have done a good. We are the world. So we love me, Jackson. We are the world. We make a better day. Don't say fucking children. Don't say it. You know, just a man can. Birthday because of my life. It's throw and make a better day.
Just
you and me, guys, every day you can make a better day. You can open a car door for somebody. You can say hi to an old lady. You can get her your juice. You can make a better day every day. And you can go to the Messiah chat room. You can say some nice things.
You can
cheer somebody up.
We're I don't
like, shut the fuck up, Miss Weekend. You can do something good by start singing. You can make a difference by start singing. We are the world. How fucking long is this fucking song? I gotta fucking go. Okay, we make a better day.
So let's start giving.
We start giving. I give up on this song, Miss Wiki. End the fucking show. We gotta fucking end.
Good God! Oh, Lord. You just heard the horrible song, We Are the World. Who are we to save the world? We are horrible people. And you also heard the interview, the part two, which was the final segment of Johnny Platt. I'll be out to Mayhem and Summer Slaughter's tours this weekend, so I don't know who I am going to be interviewing next Thursday. So please go on to IPEC Switching Hours or Demoness IPEC Facebook. You'll see my upcoming shows, interviews, and keep coming back and make us number one. I'll be ending the show with Winslow Plagg, Origins and Endings. Now, you all come back next week, same time, same place.